Yo, what's going on? Welcome back to Unconventional. This is episode 4. This is Mel.
Marcy, welcome back.
Gigi, hey guys.
We on the Big Apple, bitch.
We are now on iTunes.
Yeah, we are now on iTunes. You come alive through your motherfucking
okay.
iPod, iPhone.
Okay.
Your tablet. What is it?
Apple Watch. What's up?
Oh, wow. That's
Apple Watch.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
some hello.
I don't have one.
Me either. I got the phone, though.
Yeah, it's episode 4. You know, we're back. You know, it's been a little while, but, you know, we're back on track.
And we're going to be more consistent.
We're back booming.
And we're going to start making more, you know,
Every Wednesday. See us. Look for us every Wednesday.
Because we
subscribe, comment.
Oh yeah, now feedback. You guys can comment.
Write a review. Tell us you love us. Tell us you hate us.
Send us follow your that Twitter page. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
UNCV podcast.
Tell your friends. Tell Twitter. Your uncles. Tell your mom. Tell your boss.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Everything unconventional.
Everything.
Unconventional 2018.
Okay.
How everybody been?
I've been good, bro. I've been good too. How's life since the New Year's episode?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I've been chilling.
I've been out here doing the right things.
Doing the right things.
Nothing too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually very crazy. Jealous of Jamel because he's living his best life.
I guess, man. I'm just chilling right now.
Chilling.
I actually need to get my shit together, but hey, man, I'm just taking it day by day, you know.
Day by day. That's how you got to do it.
you just came from Savannah.
Yeah.
How was that?
How was that Savannah trip?
It was nice. We're not going to talk too much about that.
Niggas keep your secrets from the fans.
Your friends?
Any? Yes, all my friends.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You like that new Drake? That new Drake shit?
Mm-hmm. Oh, with the guys playing in
Scary
the
Hours.
Scary Hours. I fuck with it. I fuck with it.
You drank a little spicy.
I fuck with it.
It was
diplomatic
cool.
immunity.
I fuck with that.
That's just
guys playing. I played that shit like 3 times, and it was like, I need something else. Like, I heard the snippets. The snippets has me hype. But I played this song like 5 times. I was like, yeah, Mrs. Lit. It was like,
diplomatic immunity was.
That shit was fire. It had some corny bars, but
yeah, it did.
But then it had some fire bars too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The women don't like that song.
Yeah.
The women like God's Plan. I was playing that shit. They was like, "You play the other one?"
the other one.
Nah. You heard Pistols?
Nah, I haven't heard that.
That's the one I want. I want to hear Pistols. But nah, I've been chilling though.
Chilling.
Sipping on this mangarita right now.
Dodgers.
Man, got that Dodgers.
Shout
out to what was that by Bud Light? Shout out to Bud Light.
Yeah, this is by Bud Light. Niggas try to clown me because I like margaritas and shit with flavor.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with that, bro.
It's like, it makes sense. Would you want to eat some food that don't taste good? No, I don't.
Exactly. I mean, it's not, you can't buy a bottle all the time, man.
Niggas still pretend the Hennessy is good.
He really say you broke.
Hennessy.
I'm sorry?
He really say you broke.
I'm dead as fuck.
Listen, this is my personal can. A personal can, not bottle. I like shit with taste, man.
I feel that.
But, what are we talking about on this episode, Christian?
Talking about celebrities.
All right.
No, I don't know gossip shit. This ain't the shade room. This ain't
we're just doing commentary, guys.
Everyday struggle. I'm not Joe Budden, even though I'm bald headed.
Wait. Let's talk about that for a minute.
What, everyday struggle?
Academics is a fucking weenie.
That nigga.
Do y'all watch Everyday Struggle now?
I don't watch that shit at all.
Oh my gosh, they got this new nigga on there. He is so problematic, and I love it. Like,
they're trying to replace Joe and shit. You heard that video of him talking about he want to jizz on old girl leg?
Yeah, he said he wants to nut on Nadeska leg.
Nadeska
is pissed on every day. She is pissed every time he make a comment. She just looking at him.
I don't watch that shit. It's just because Academics is so fucking corny.
I watch only to see him be problematic with Academics.
Oh, the new nigga.
Yeah, he's like yelling at him. He be calling him a dick rider. Right.
Hey, bro, if I was like, yo, y'all like, didn't
when I seen that video, this nigga's called Academics a bitch, and he said...
In what sense?
in what sense? I was like, bro, are you serious, my nigga?
Dick Mensa. He's like, I gotta you a bitch.
Break down how you are a bitch.
If I was academic, I'd be like, yo, y'all niggas gonna. I will walk off set one day.
And what you
like,
gonna yo, do?
Fuck y'all.
He gonna do shit.
On some real shit.
What you gonna do? None of them care about academics.
No, fuck academics.
You gonna make it on YouTube? Anyone care?
But anyways. Like Chris said, we're talking about celebs. The topic for today has been inspired by celebrities, the shit that's been going on this week.
Because they're on full-blown shenanigans.
Everybody wilding out.
Yeah, everybody.
What's that nigga named? Jay Holiday.
Jay Holiday.
Ja Rule. Ja Rule. Like,
Ja Rule was trending, guys. Ja Rule. Ja Rule, y'all.
Come on, man.
Ja
Rule. Jay Holiday.
Jay Holiday.
That nigga came out the woodworks.
That nigga came out the woodworks.
Two songs
nigga.
From that nigga.
I really don't know what he's mad about, really.
I don't know either.
Is he writing songs or something?
Like, said, the black man.
Hey.
It's losing to pain. I'm just like, what's happening right now?
This nigga came at Beyonce.
That's everybody, Cardi B, SZA.
What'd she do?
He came at all the women, and that's like part of the topic of today. You know, with celebrities and what we're discussing. You know, it's a lot of fire being shot at women right now.
Niggas is acting real spicy. I don't know what's
and
going
with
on.
That being said,
that's the word of the day. Spicy.
We just
niggas is acting real spicy.
Hey, I could change your whole life. You a little more spicy. Hey.
Please.
Free Kodak.
Free Kodak.
Maybe we should keep him. Maybe we should keep him inside.
I seen this tweet that said Kodak must got a little boyfriend.
Hey, bro, I was for a second. Nigga, keep going back, bro.
Chill out.
What you going back to jail for?
Niggas say if a nigga keep going back in there, bro, this
he likes something. In
he like it there, man.
And hey, it man. Ain't the food.
It's not the food.
It's not.
Hell no. Fuck no.
It's not the food.
Free meat meal, though.
Nigga.
Free meat meal,
though. He still like that?
Yeah, he still like that,
I forgot about that shit.
He's crazy.
Yeah, you can free him, I guess. But, keep TK, but let him make music still.
This shit actually just went platinum.
I seen that. Shout That's out crazy. To him.
I like TK for
keep
real.
Keep him in. He need to learn his lesson.
He need to learn a little bit, but...
Let that simmer in there.
Because I love my chopper. That's my song.
Fuck up, B. I was trying to make a podcast.
But yeah. It's a lot of fire that's been getting, you know, so, shot up under.
What we're talking about today's first topic. Like I said, these topics are inspired by this weekend with celebrities going on. It's like crazy shit going on. So to start it off, we're talking about Miss Monique. Monique versus Netflix. I'm sure a lot of y'all know what's going on. Basically, Netflix came to her about doing a comedy special, and they offered her $500,000. And she said, wait a minute, boy.
Excuse me?
That ain't it, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Offered her $500,000, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to Amy Schumer getting
$13 million,
and Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they were trying to negotiate with her. So we're going to talk about that for a minute. First question. Do y'all think she should get what, or maybe not exactly what they got, but maybe close to what Chris and Dave got?
Yes. I think so.
Yes. But that's only if her shit is funny.
True.
I personally.
Because you got to think about it. You got to think about it. Yeah, she deserves to get that pay, but. At the same time, if your shit is not going
to
make that money,
if
we're going
to
invest this money into you, and you know, we're not going to get that back from the ratings,
it's a loss. Right.
Yeah, it's a loss. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand where she's coming from, but
I do as well.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been what 50 years? Like she said, bro.
50 years? I think she's lying,
bro.
50 years? And Monique, like 50?
No, wait. Now she was saying 50 years between her and Wanda's.
Together. Yeah, something
like that. This is how I feel. I tell her, I get what you're saying. That was a good point. Because Netflix got to get their The whole blackball situation is involved in this shit.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Her being blackballed by Lee Daniels. And I seen an interview with her as well. Watch that shit. That shit. She got the tea. But I feel like. We all know Dave Chappelle funny as fuck.
Yeah.
Off rip, he deserved what he got. That nigga is the GOAT.
Yeah.
Niggas say he's controversial, not problematic, but that nigga funny.
Chris Rock,
he funny too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, when you say Monique, she's like, She ain't got the buzz like that. You know what I'm saying?
I can't remember the last
special or any type of thing. And I was like, oh, Monique, I gotta see this. You know what I'm
saying? Right. That's
also,
what I'm saying.
We're young and
true.
You know what I'm saying? Only reason I couldn't listen to Monique because back then she was a little heavy set. And all she did was talk about skinny bitches.
Hefty.
I am a skinny shorty.
She did flame a lot of skinny bitches.
You know
bitches
what I'm saying? I can't sit there and laugh. It's not funny to me.
That's what I'm saying. That's what my point goes. Like, it's only if her shit is actually funny. Because if somebody would have came up to me and said, yo, did you see Monique's comedy special? I'd be like,
no, I didn't.
Nah, I'm not really checking for it. You know
like,
what I'm
not, yeah. Like, what? Really? Like, she got a comedy special, my nigga?
But like, what Netflix was saying was they came up with the number 500,000 from basically based on what they project that the special was going to do. And that's how they came up with that number. So she was just like, what you mean? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, she was saying I'm a legend.
Right.
You know what
I
saying?
Have history, you know, blah, blah, blah.
But history is not... You know, that's not, okay, right. That's a part of your resume, but, nigga, you get out in the field and do shit, and it don't...
What I would say,
prove, like, come on now.
I would say, Amy Schumer is, like, more current.
I wouldn't watch her either.
I don't watch her shit either, but she's more current, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. She now, just like Kevin Hart, like, he now, like, niggas not really checking for money like that, no offense, but I feel like she deserve it.
Yeah, she
Netflix, Netflix told her she a legend just like Dave and Chris. Yeah. She was like, why not?
Yeah.
I feel like she was saying this like gender bias and I forgot what else she said, but I totally agree. It might be, like I said, the whole thing with her being blackballed, that's a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And but I feel like if she got the talent, Netflix should overlook that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe they just don't believe her.
Netflix.
People
go against Netflix.
People were saying she should just get over it. Do you think she should get over it?
I don't think so. Because I have a resume that's long as hell and I put in work.
Pay me what I'm owed.
Pay me what I'm due. Right. You're not gonna tell me, well, it's been some time, so we're gonna lower the price. No,
I think she should, you know, still try to do what she can do.
Some niggas,
you know what I'm saying?
Like I said, I seen an interview with her and Sway. She made a good point. She was like, man, if I take this $500,000 right now, what about the other comedians before me?
Mm-hmm.
What about Tiffany Haddish? What are they gonna say about her? What if they offer her something? They're gonna be like, oh, well, Monique took this, so why can't you? You know what I'm saying? I was like, that was a good ass point. And that kind of made me realize, like, damn, like, as black people, we gotta sit together on some real shit.
Because
she was saying nobody was supporting her. Like, no other actor. I think maybe today, like, Jada
Pinkett was
Jada's still with her, you know what I'm saying? That's I fuck with her. Shout out to Jada.
I ain't gonna front, bro. She was talking about boycotting Netflix. Nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas be relying on that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, Netflix and chill is like a big...
Bro, this is how I feel. I feel like...
Boycott shit.
I feel like when she said that, she kind of knew niggas is not gonna boycott it. But I feel like she was trying to shed light on the issue. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Stranger Things, yeah, Black Mirror,
bitch.
Right, bro.
No fucking ma'am.
Hey, bro, they got Star Wars: The Last Jedi on there.
Oh, word?
Like the one. Matter of fact, they got Rogue One on there.
I'm really not from the boycott that bitch.
I seen that shit. I was like, oh my god.
Like,
I
fuck with the movement that she's trying to start, but man, Netflix though, this Netflix.
I really feel like it's kind of hypocritical. I feel like other actors should support her.
I understand. Like other celebrities should support her, but that boycott Netflix shit. Like, man, Netflix is a big part of the birth rate right now.
Everybody wants to cancel birth rate.
I mean,
what?
Fucking babies is being made off of Netflix and chill, nigga.
I am dead.
Fuck out of here, bro.
Number one, people always want us to cancel stuff. I'm not canceling shit.
Not happening.
I'm not canceling shit.
I feel like if we gonna cancel one, we gotta cancel them all.
For real.
We gonna cancel Netflix. We gonna cancel H&M. Bitch, Chick-fil-A.
You talking about
NFL.
Canceling H&M, my nigga?
Nigga, we was talking about canceling the NFL. Shout out to Colin Kaepernick, you know what I'm saying? You the GOAT. But it's not happening. I don't even watch football, but I know niggas is not doing
this
shit.
Niggas is not going to do that, bro.
Oh, God.
It's 2018, bitch. I need everything. I need Apple. I need Chick-fil-A. I need Netflix. Like, anybody worry about y'all? You know what I'm saying? I feel like, okay, maybe if it was a big-ass collective, I'll hop on a team. You know what I'm saying? If my neighbors and the whole state was not fucking with shit, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
I fuck with it. I'm gonna start.
He was talking about boycotting H&M, niggas in H&M and shit. The next day.
Bro,
the next day. Like, shit, nigga.
Niggas ain't let shit cool down. Niggas in H&M, the niggas like, I don't give a fuck about that shit.
When I was in Savannah, but nobody was in H&M, we were downtown, and we was walking, and it was at night, 80% off sale. But H&M was empty as fuck.
Exactly.
I was like, dang, just because the little monkey sweatshirt?
I got a question. Did y'all get offended by that? Me personally, I didn't.
This is how I feel about it. Racism is so in your face nowadays. It's like, man, I can't even, like...
Give it a pass.
I can't give it a pass, of course, but at the same time, it's like... Damn,
okay. This is how I took it.
I'm used to this shit now. Like, it's not like something to be surprised about. Like,
when I seen it, I wasn't offended because I didn't think that this is what I thought. When I saw it, I wasn't offended because I didn't think that they thought enough to be like, hey, this is kind of, I don't feel like they had nobody in their headquarters like, hey, you know, maybe we should rethink this photo. Like, I don't feel like...
Maybe we should put this on a different
color. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't feel like they have anybody in their office who really sits there and who are people of color to be like, hey,
and if they're not saying shit.
You know what I'm saying? This is not what y'all need to post.
Most of the staff is, like, white.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Racism to a lot of white folks doesn't exist. The whole, I don't see color shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, with them, it was probably innocent from their standpoint, but it's like, yo, like...
You gotta think about the customers you marketing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right,
I feel like it was a mistake on their end. You know what I'm saying?
But
this,
overall,
this ignorance. You know what I'm saying? Lack of
knowledge. Overall, yeah. I really don't feel much offended about it because racism is so prevalent now. It's like it's nothing new. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's nothing to be surprised about. You know what I'm saying? Of course, if somebody coming, a white person coming in my face and say, "Oh, nigga, call me a nigga," of course I'm gonna smack the shit out that nigga. But still, like on TV or you know with other places and other you know outputs. It happens all the time now. It's like almost like a norm type shit.
I'm not gonna say I wouldn't, but it depends on what mood I'm in. If I was called a nigger, well, I have been once. But if somebody called me if a white person called me a nigger, I'd probably just be like, bitch, fuck you. Like, you're not gonna get no reaction out of me. Like, I give a fuck what you think about me type shit, you know? I don't know. But I definitely think Monique should get her coin. I think that if Netflix ain't gonna give her shit, she should...
Try to do her own shit.
Or go somewhere. You know, go somewhere else.
And that's another thing. As a people, you know, rely so much on other shit instead of making our own shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, she can't get her own comedy special on Netflix. Start your own shit. Nigga, Jay-Z made Tidal.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
shout out to my nigga Hov, you cheating bitch. Hashtag man ain't shit.
Yeah, where's the money to go if I still ain't fucking paying for that shit?
Chica, fuck no, I ain't paying for that shit.
I used that free trial for
444.
I'm sorry, ho.
I was in that bitch for a good month, and
nigga,
I was like,
I made almost like 10 different emails for that motherfucker.
I'm straight on that shit. Apple Music to the death of me, nigga. Shout out to my boy Steve, RIP. We miss you, baby.
But, yeah, like, we should just start making our own shit if we can't. Like, we should stop relying on, like Netflix. Okay, you can't get it from Netflix. Make your own shit. Make your own comedy special or comedy network for women or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas be like...
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but nah, she brought up Tiffany Haddish, and that was a good point.
It was.
So when she brought up Tiffany Haddish, I was like, man, I support it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, niggas who's saying she should let it go, they probably don't understand how important this is.
Mm-hmm.
But after I watched that interview with her and Sway, I seen it. So, I support you, Monique. I'm not boycotting Netflix. I just started my free month trial. Oh, speaking of that, can y'all remind me, please? What's today, January? On February 23rd, I got to cancel my shit. Please. Somebody shoot me a text. Like, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Don't forget. I ain't paying for that shit, nigga. But, yeah, I think she definitely owes.
Should get her bread. You know what I'm saying? All the women, you know, not just Monique, just everywhere, because happens in multiple.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's speak about that also. This whole wage gap shit between men and women. I don't even understand how it's even legal to pay men and women differently.
Yeah.
I don't even understand that. I think it's fucked up. I think there's no reason that Gigi should get paid less than me if we're working the same job.
Yeah, I know I do the job better.
That's debatable. I think women and men should get paid equal. I mean, what? Who is that hurting? You know what I'm saying? I don't know
yeah.
all the fucking aspects of it, but who the fuck, who's it hurting if she get paid the same as me?
There's a lot of fucked up shit going on with just women, period, man.
My nigga, yes. Fuck Trump.
Y'all ever heard of that shit? Y'all heard of that shit in China where they have like a shortage of women?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that shit.
They have a shortage of women, my nigga. Because for a long time, China has been like saying, like, yo, you cannot have no girls. We don't want that shit. I read that shit today, the other day, and I laughed, bro.
I was like, y'all fucking idiots.
Y'all niggas have shortage of women, my nigga. Dog, that's fucking sad, bro.
Man, shit.
I was going to talk about the Nadeska thing.
I'll be out there fucking everybody.
It's a lot of niggas like
fucking all them bitches.
This is a lot of niggas practicing that fucking muscle memory, my nigga.
Sorry,
you know what
I mean. I didn't mean to say bitches.
Okay. Shit,
I did.
The fucking penis pump. The penis pump rate in China went up, my nigga. They got a shortage on women, bro.
I'll be fucking their bitch. I would move to the States so quick.
For real, nigga. Fuck. Y'all niggas short on women? Hell nah.
That's a drought.
It's a drought, my nigga.
Shout out to Hershey's. If you haven't tried that new Hershey's Golden Bar pretzels and peanuts, you're definitely missing out.
This nigga had to shout that shit out.
Because that shit is fucking delicious, boy. Man, I bought two of them shits the other night. Sounds like shit. I need my fix.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to Monique. Hopefully you get that situation fixed out.
Yeah, for real.
Fixed out.
Okay, but we're talking about women. Can we talk about Nadeska?
What happened? What about her?
Because I think that's really weird that this nigga said he want a nut on her leg and Complex let her go sit next to him and work with him. That's not
question, what question. Do you think Complex knew about that?
Hell yeah.
What's up with, I don't know, man. It's just like so much weird shit, like.
And even if they didn't, shit, Twitter found out why he's still there. Like, shit. Twitter found out the receipt. You know, Twitter be
like,
honest.
There's so much shit going on right now in Hollywood with niggas. It's like everybody's a racist in Hollywood, man. I mean, not a racist. A rapist.
Yeah.
That
like,
shit is nigga. Weird.
None That's weird. And you sitting there, you have to work next to this nigga.
They just pulled a James Franco card. I was like, damn, not James.
For real?
Yeah, James Franco, bro.
Y'all lying.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah, yo.
Me personally.
What's the name? Scarlett Johansson called that nigga.
Personally. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, but everybody not really, niggas not really about the movement. Because they were saying even Scarlett Johansson be doing some fine shit. I mean,
like, yo.
Me personally, I don't know what the fuck that shit's about, bro.
What, with the whole rape
I don't
and
see,
shit
bro. Like, why you can't just, if a bitch is telling me no, all right.
For real, right?
On to the next cat. You know what I'm saying? Like,
especially in Hollywood,
you can't not rape somebody. Like, that shit is fucking crazy, bro. Like, that shit is fucking sick, man.
I think that's weird. Like,
I don't know what to say, bro. It's a fucking somebody speaking out every goddamn week.
For real.
Somebody pointing fingers every week. Like, what the fuck is going on with y'all niggas, bro?
This nigga came to work knowing he said that shit about this woman and just talking like nothing happened. You know, Twitter pulled up the receipts. This nigga said, Nadeska is a sexy bitch.
Why would you even post that?
I just want a nut on her leg. That's right.
I mean, you could think that.
Right.
Hashtag, at least I'm safe inside my mind.
And it's like, Nadeska gotta go to work uncomfortable every day. I feel for her. That shit weird.
What the fuck?
But she gotta get her check, so what's she gonna do? Quit?
Shit. Fuck that nigga.
That shit was weird.
Shout out to Nadeska. Didn't know her name up until this point.
Wow. Shout out to Nadeska, Alexis. I feel for you, shorty.
Academics. I wouldn't be surprised if you get that Weenie Hut Juniors, my boy. Weenie Hut Juniors. Asking for a fucking hot Sunday.
I'm dead.
With two cherries, nigga.
Yeah, that's like, that's some weird shit, though, for real.
I got something to say, also. Since we're talking about women, I feel like niggas are doing this all-women thing. Let me say this. All-women anything right now is popping.
You said what?
All woman anything. Mm-hmm. All woman cast, all woman directors, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
That shit is in right now. Some niggas are doing that shit talking about, oh, I'm doing this shit for the women. You know, I think women is blah,
them
blah,
the,
blah.
Them the niggas you gotta watch out
them
for.
Them niggas.
Yeah, they are.
Bitch, I see right through you.
Them the niggas you gotta watch out for. You're fraud. But fucking. I swear on Twitter, there'll be niggas who just uplift women talking the most.
Hell yeah.
And they get exposed on Twitter like, this man took advantage of me. I'm man. Like, dang, this nigga be tweeting the most high type shit.
Hell yeah.
Ladies, take care of yourself.
For real.
For real.
Mel loves you.
For real.
Take care of yourself.
My number is 631. Please. If you ever need help.
He can't help y'all.
If you ever need assistance.
He cannot help y'all.
I can't help y'all. I can't.
He can't. He cannot.
I can't. I ain't nobody in these streets. Okay. Not yet. Bitch, we on Apple. Follow us on iTunes. Unconventional. Leave a comment. Tell us you love us.
Subscribe.
Tell us you love Christian. Tell us you love Gigi. Tell us you love me, damn it.
I know y'all love me. Okay.
Divina said she loved you. Divina said she loved you.
I love her.
She was like, you're her favorite. I was like, wow.
Of course.
I'm your favorite.
She doesn't like you, my friend.
Well.
You're living your best life, huh?
I can say some things about that, but we're on air. Okay. Next fucking topic. Migo Gang.
Ooh.
Offset.
Offset.
No.
We are in the
north. Hey. I said, I do not fuck with queers.
We don't fuck with queers. Quote, that was a, we fuck with queers. Shout out to our homosexual listeners out there.
We don't say queers.
We don't say queers. We just say people.
Okay, we fuck with y'all.
We don't fuck with people. That's a general statement. He could have said that. This nigga said, I was looking for something to rhyme with. So yo.
See, people were causing so much uproar about that shit.
Everybody was like, really?
We talking about
this nigga Offset talking about gays.
Offset and this little queer line.
Bro, Offset is from Lawrenceville, Georgia. Gwinnett County. This nigga can't even spell granted right. I don't know if y'all seen the Instagram post. I'm going to speak about this. This nigga said, don't take shit for granted. Granite, like granite countertops, my nigga. This nigga is illiterate. And y'all expect him to know what queers mean?
Granite tabletops?
This nigga had to look it up on the dictionary and post it for y'all niggas and let y'all niggas know. This nigga don't know shit.
And honestly, y'all should not be looking at rappers to for like politically correct stuff to say. That's
now, if he would have said, I don't fuck with fags or, you know, fags or this and this and that, okay, I can understand. But
he would have said, that's crazy.
He said, I don't fuck with queers. Y'all just like throwing this nigga on the bus, like, nigga.
Hey, bro, even if he didn't, he didn't fuck with gay niggas. Offset don't live his raps, nigga.
All
right. This is like, he can't wife no stripper hoe.
Okay.
Hello.
Nigga, wife the one that she cheating on her every time, every chance he gets. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
hold up. She ain't living her rap. Neither talking about.
Quick to cut a nigga
I caught
off.
A nigga. Bitch, stop playing.
These are lies, y'all. Y'all cannot take stuff seriously. Like,
I feel like with that situation, it's people just getting being fake mad. Like, you can't.
Yes.
Like, the whole queer
obviously,
situation.
This
first
nigga
of all.
With people who are gay because of his fashion. So, why y'all taking it so serious and running with it? Me, I ain't care because I listen to everything.
Exactly. And first of all, like, with the whole queer, the word queer,
mm-hmm.
The true definition of the word queer is weirdo, outcast, whatever. Nobody calls gay people queers these days. Like, they're gay. Lesbian, gay. You're gay. Period. I know back in the days we used to clown and shit, call people queers, but nobody was talking about gay people.
Hashtag gayfer.
Gayfer. That was me in fifth grade.
Me personally, I'm like I said, kind of like y'all, I'm surprised that this even was a big thing.
Yeah, right.
Like, are we sure?
Like I said, niggas on Twitter, people on Twitter be saying, man, people really got sensitive. So I believe it, bro.
Yeah, they got sensitive. Yeah.
This shit is wild.
People are
niggas talking about fucking
sensitive.
Your moms and your baby mama.
Oh my god.
This nigga 21 Savage was like, yeah, baby daddy work at Popeyes. He a lame. Damn. Like, niggas be talking about killing niggas, fucking doing drive-by shootings, fucking your moms.
Yeah.
Fucking your baby mama.
Bro, I don't fuck with queers is where you just draw the fucking line.
Yeah.
I didn't get offended. I mean, I'm not gay. I mean, there was no room for me to get offended.
Yeah, well,
there's
no
room. I mean,
I just feel like
people this look whole, too deep into stuff. To
somebody
be
brought up yeah. somebody brought up Tyler the Creator and his Goblin album. How he was talking about yeah. rape.
This nigga's talking about raping pregnant bitches
and fucking bitches by the lake and shit. You know what right. I'm saying? Like,
bruh, I was a huge Tyler the Creator fan, and if I could, if that was to be going,
it didn't
on
offend
now,
me. It didn't offend me at all. I'm like, damn. Yeah.
Exactly. As a kid, and I was like 15, 16. This nigga said, "I'll rape a pregnant bitch. Tell my friends I had a threesome."
I thought that was lyrical as fuck.
That was lyrical as fuck.
That was fire.
I was like, really? But
it's
like,
violating, but
like
shit.
Like me now.
Like, come on, it's hip hop, bro.
Being 23,
rape a pregnant bitch. Said I had a threesome.
Since the 90s, like, since hip hop began, the lyrics been so vile, my nigga.
I don't
like,
know.
Come
I don't.
On.
If I was myself. Now, at 16, I probably wouldn't listen to it, because rape a pregnant bitch.
That was a fire. I said, ooh. I made that stank face when I heard that. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, wait, it's a threesome because of him, her, and the baby. I said, oh, my God.
And then Earl has this whole song called, like, EPAR, and it's backwards, it's rape, and it's about raping bitches. He's talking about Ted Bundy and all, like, and I just thought that was the hottest shit out.
Yeah. His song Fish, Tyler. His
yes,
song Fish.
Talking about rape.
Creepy as fuck.
Creep. That's a good song, though. At 16, that was my shit.
Taking bitches about the lake. Y'all want some of this? I'm sorry.
I'm
eating these Hershey's cookies and cream right now.
And I just, I don't know, bro.
Shout out Hershey, man. You can tell your mother that. That shit's sweet as fuck.
I think I chew too hard because I've been chewing and, like, my head hurt.
Cardi tried to defend him. I didn't listen to that video.
I didn't.
Cardi Slick
after I heard her say etiquette, I was like,
Cardi Slick can't speak English, bro. No offense. I love Cardi. She look good as fuck. And that's my girl, bro. I couldn't have a convo with her via text. She probably text dumb, too.
Oh, my God.
Literate and shit.
Hella typos.
She said, after she said etiquette, I was like, all right, I am.
Ew. That shit is sexy. Can you imagine you fucking her and you put the tip and she say, ew?
Please.
I'd be like, say it again. One more time for me, girl.
That is hilarious.
They promoting the fuck out of her ass. She got that song with Bruno. Her album is matter of fact, let me say this. Me personally, I feel like she's not gonna last long.
Why?
Her album might do good.
I feel like everybody loved her, so we're just gonna push it to the top. I'm pushing it to the top.
With Cardi.
I don't like that song.
It's alright. That song made me hate 21 Savage.
Oh, yeah. I didn't like his verse.
He's talking about hot sauce on my chicken. I don't eat pussy. I'm fasting.
Well, I didn't like the song.
I can't support that.
I didn't like the song because I feel like I love Cardi B, but I feel like, you know, since she has that heavy accent, sometimes she doesn't enunciate her words.
Yeah.
And then, like, in that song, I just feel like
she could really rap, though.
Yeah, I just feel like everything, like, kind of, like, meshed together in Bardi air, Cardi.
Cardi with Bardi. Bardi.
Yeah, so I wasn't too much of a fan. I wasn't a fan with her song with Offset either. That, yeah, I wasn't a fan.
Never heard it. I'm not a Cardi fan. I just hear what I see on Twitter. But, nah, I can't speak on if Offset knew what he was talking about when he said queer. If he said, I meant weirdo, shit, that's what he meant.
And I just feel like people need to stop with this fake mad shit. Like,
people pick and choose what they support and what they want to be mad about.
Yeah.
Jay-Z's a cheater. Yeah, let's talk about that. Drake. Everybody likes Drake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Drake is a fuck nigga.
He is. He is Scorpio, though. So what do you
Drake think? Is a fuck nigga.
Valid.
This nigga be talking about... In his one song, he's talking about... I heard you just got engaged. You didn't even tell me. Or you didn't even wait on me. This nigga be wanting bitches to wait on him and shit.
This nigga
Drake is a fuck nigga, bro.
Very self-centered, bro. Come on now.
Shit, he might be. Because I am. I fuck with that nigga heavy.
That nigga said 2017 I watched with J-Lo, bro.
And J-Lo a Sagittarius?
Yeah. Him. What, you gonna call me a cheater? Hey, ladies. What Trump said... Fake news. I'm not a cheater, baby girl. yeah, Jay-Z is. Nicki Minaj is.
Damn.
I don't know who else.
My nigga is
Sagittarius. Well, nah, Drake is a fuck nigga, though. Like, people pick and choose what they support.
Yeah.
Jay-Z fucking stabbed somebody in the club one time.
Jay-Z stabbed his brother, I think.
Tay-K rapping about murder. But free Tay-K.
Yeah.
Free my nigga
Tay-K. When somebody says, I don't fuck with queers, they like, oh, no, no, you didn't, nigga.
This nigga Kodak is in jail for child endangerment. I was getting my oil change the other day, and they had TMZ up on a little TV. And apparently, he was on Periscope.
He's on Instagram Live.
Right, my bad. Live. With the weed, with his homies, and a gun, and out of nowhere, his baby came walking in. And I was like, wow, you're a fucking idiot. And niggas just like, wow, like, somebody watching that must have been like, man, I gotta
call somebody.
Alert the feds about this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's
he also had some other shit about how his kid crashed his golf cart or some shit like that.
How old is his kid?
Niggas are, I didn't know he had a kid.
They said that nigga was like 3 or something.
Are y'all
shit.
Hot?
Yeah, I'm a little hot.
You hot?
A little bit. It's a little toasty.
A little hot.
I'm thinking about cracking this door right here.
Unconventional.
I am burning up in this bitch. But, People even say Cardi is like homophobic and like transphobic and shit.
Her sister did.
So I get. Oh, I know that.
I don't know, like, this whole thing.
What's her sister's name?
Hennessy.
What? I was gonna say Hennessy J as a joke, but damn.
Nah, man. Her real name is Hennessy, bro.
Yeah. What's that Instagram?
Hennessy Carolina, I think.
Yeah, this whole thing. this whole thing was like that. Homophobia, transphobia, all that shit. It's like everybody. I feel like it's like the boy who cried wolf. Everybody's trying to cry, or trying to make it seem like everybody is like, you know. Cause I remember hearing something about about Ginuwine denying the kiss of transgender on TV because like, and people were like, excuse
but
us.
But like, how you? Everybody's trying to make it seem like he's transphobic. How you put your face in front of my face?
If I don't want you kissing on me, I don't want you kissing on me.
Exactly.
Bitch, like,
back.
Like,
relax.
I feel like, okay, yeah, LGBTQ, you know what I'm saying? We get it. Y'all trying to be accepted. It's cool.
This nigga said we get it.
I'm just saying, like,
that's cool or whatever. Booked.
Like, we get it. All right, y'all trying to be accepted. Y'all got y'all rights. Cool. But it's to a certain extent where, like, you're fucking with people's personal space, what they're comfortable
Everybody
with.
Everybody has preferences.
Exactly. Like, just because transgender, all that shit is like being accepted, that doesn't mean I'm gonna go out and just let fucking trans kiss me and shit.
Just because you're a transgender woman now, that
they be looking,
mean,
they be looking good as fuck. No cap.
That doesn't mean
that's just me.
That doesn't mean.
Be real.
Some of them.
Thank you, bro. Don't let me hang in.
Some of them know. Some of them got the money to get it real nipped and tucked.
Get them operations.
You know what I'm saying? But some of them still be looking very niggardly, my nigga.
Can I
ain't in front.
Please say, just because you're a transgender woman or man, just because you are now living your life the way you want to, that does not mean I have to co-sign you. Exactly. I can fuck with you.
Yeah.
I don't have to be with you because
I fuck with your ways.
It's not even me not fucking with your ways, nigga. I don't have to talk to you. I don't have to.
Some people want the real deal.
Yeah, but it's like, even if that's the case, I don't have to date you. Like, if I say no, what you gonna be like, oh, you transphobic? Why? Because I said no. Like, look, you ain't gonna force me. Nigga, I said no.
You're gonna take whatever's in these drawers.
Yeah. You transphobic.
Whatever I whip out, that's what you're gonna get.
You homophobic. All I said was no.
Like, those are facts, though. Like, bro, like, I fuck with the way, but that doesn't mean I'm about to be out here.
If you want to live your best life and you got to do what you need to do,
dear thing.
Boom, 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 do what you need to do.
Yeah, I heard about that, too.
I don't care.
I thought that shit was stupid.
But don't sit here and yell at me because I said no. And then the man Ginuwine go move his face. Now you vex at Ginuwine. Ginuwine didn't do nothing.
Bitches,
you can't try to kiss me.
Ginuwine is a married man. Bitches got herpes. He's married.
Yeah, I'm not about to be kissing everybody. That's crazy.
Quick fast.
I'm not kissing everybody out here. I don't know.
From the looks of it, the tranny that was trying to kiss him.
You gotta stop saying tranny.
Or transsexual. My bad.
Shout out to our transgender viewers out there.
Yes. Excuse me.
Like, see, comment.
We have to educate folks because we're not going to let. Is that a special training? We're not going to let.
That's what Cardi said.
It is. It's
y'all got to educate us, try to drag people. Like, we don't know that. I don't know what queer means.
No, you have to educate folks because that is a derogatory term.
Okay.
Some people not. Some people are okay. But
right? Some people don't know. Like, every time somebody says something, oh, that's.
Somebody
after this episode, nigga gonna be blowing me up like, oh, that's transphobic. I'm transphobic, bro.
I'm gonna let your little cast member under fire
for real. Like, I fuck with the way it's just gonna be. Yeah, like
if,
kiss
if,
me
if, I, if I'm from the hood, I'm not, I don't know about
all
that other type of things. You know what I'm saying? People be from different worlds. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, shout out Migos and shit. Let me ask you a question. Well, let me say something right before I ask the question. I'm tired of niggas capping like they give a fuck about Takeoff. Niggas don't give a fuck about Takeoff.
I like Takeoff.
Now, let me ask you a question. Who's your favorite Migo?
Offset.
Because in the interview, they was like, Offset and Quavo was like, man, Takeoff the best. So who your favorite Migo?
Offset.
Yeah. Why? Offset has more lyrical ability than Quavo.
Quavo is the hook master.
Hook master. Like,
and then Takeoff is.
No, but this is how I feel. At first, Quavo was my favorite because Quavo was just coming with hits. Then I started listening to Offset. And, like, everything he said was like, damn, this nigga is really spitting.
Yeah, like his voice to what he said.
Yeah,
you know
I was just like, oh my God, what the fuck?
Yeah.
However, boom, boom, boom.
I'm trying to fuck you when you're busty.
Look,
yeah.
When Offset was in
get
jail.
Get at me, ladies.
When Offset was in jail, Takeoff was holding it down, though.
He was. In the very beginning.
In the very beginnings. Yeah, he was definitely holding it down. So people don't appreciate Takeoff, but I just feel like Takeoff took a little step back. But I feel like if he, scooted back up.
Takeoff was chilling. He quiet.
I just feel like he's just quiet.
But I got a lot of people that's not from Georgia.
Yeah.
Not Atlanta. From Georgia. They don't know about old Migos. I got this one friend. She from Indianapolis. Okay. Shout out to you. You know who you are.
I hope so.
No, she knows she is.
Okay.
She don't know about old Migos. Yeah. Like
YRN.
Yeah.
None of y'all know about old. Let me tell y'all something.
What's it called? Bando? What was the first one?
Bando.
She don't know about that. So, like, sometimes I sent her, like, old Migos. Like,
I remember when I first heard Migos. I think I was a sophomore in high school. And it was this song called Dirty Sprite. That Dirty Sprite.
She started singing that shit.
Dirty Tropicana, like this.
Let me tell you about this experience. I remember in high school, Migos was popping, but I wasn't on that wave just yet. And I had went to this party. I think it was in the cab, and I had fucked around and I had wore Toms to this party. And when I tell y'all that was a mistake, don't ever wear Tom's to a party. You're stupid.
Did you have socks on again?
No.
I didn't.
Oh.
I went to this party. I think it was at the cab. And these niggas put on Bando.
And
when I tell you a motherfucking mosh pit form, and I was like, wow, these niggas is the culture for real. I was in that bitch hopping in my fucking Tom's. Bitches stepping on my toes. I'm like, ow. You know what I'm saying? And that's when I got on the wave after that party. I was like, man, that shit was an experience for real.
I'm tired of Toms, though.
I still got them shits. Them shits is in the shoebox under my bed. I don't want them shits no more, though.
Y'all, look up Migos Lean Like This. I think that's the first Migos song I've ever heard.
Damn, she's saying that exclusive. I don't even know that song.
I don't either.
Some of my favorite Migos songs, back to the Bando. I like Pronto. 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 Pronto.
These niggas got melodies.
Yeah, bruh.
Yeah.
I feel like they're heavily influenced by Travis Scott now.
I love Travis Scott. That's my favorite artist.
I feel like he needs to take a break. He needs to chill out.
Yeah, he does.
He needs to take a break.
That Huncho Jack shit.
Because he hasn't taken a break since he's been popular.
Yeah.
And
hey,
this nigga got a kid on the way. He ain't got no time to take a break.
Yo.
He ain't got no time.
Is that true, bro?
I don't know.
Is Kylie Jenner pregnant?
I don't know, but she's not the topic of this episode. I don't feel like
she's been in the cut shit. Lately, so I'm believing.
I feel like she's trying to like gain publicity. Because what if she really not pregnant? Like, what if she just playing this?
That'd be a fucking bamboozle. But anyways, yeah, he needs to take a break though on some real shit. Because I ain't listen to that Honcho Jack shit, but he needs to just chill out for a minute and just disappear. ASMR.
Acrylic nails.
Shout out to nail salons.
In Savannah, Georgia.
You make the world go around. Is that a deal breaker for you? What? If a woman don't get her nails and feet done?
A deal breaker for me is how her nails and feet look.
I dated this girl one time, and the whole time I was with her, she did not get her hands done or feet done. It didn't.
I must say it didn't matter.
I wouldn't say that's a deal breaker for me.
It didn't bother me. It was just like, oh, that's different. It was different, but I didn't care.
But if your feet looking like you just been, like...
Running
all your life.
I got a fucked up toe.
In the meadows. Mm-hmm.
I got a toe that looks really crazy.
Like you been fucking...
Shout out to all the women who have their feet done right now.
Yeah.
Shout out to me.
All right, there it is. Spring and summer is approaching very quickly.
Dress season is getting close.
Protective style season is coming up.
Well, I don't know why he pointed at me.
People at work, you're a woman. People at work already got their braids popping. I'm feeling it, man. Sundress is coming.
It was pretty warm the other day.
I am excited.
This nigga pointed at me like I don't always have protective style.
I was supposed to have my summer body ready by now. I don't, but that's okay.
I'm getting my shit together.
I will see y'all next year.
Y'all gonna see me this year.
Protective style.
April? I'm coming out from my birthday.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
The only protective style I have that I know about is braids. That's it. Yeah. April? Shit, that's going to be an unconventional exclusive.
I'm popping out. I've been drinking my Ensure.
Oh, wait a minute. Oof.
I've been hitting them squats.
Crucial. An Ensure for dessert. You heard it here first, baby. We going live in April.
Oh, man.
All right, we back on these topics. Little intermission. What we talking about? We talking about a Jesse Fizzle. Oh, Product Shizzle. 1-2-step, asshole. Sierra. Miss Wilson.
Yes.
She was in the fire this week.
I don't think she deserved it.
She did not.
Well, let's talk about it. She posted this video basically talking about, if you want to be wife, act like a wife.
You gotta act like a wife.
Bitches was like, wait a minute, ho. You was dating Future about 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Somebody made a good point. I seen somebody respond to that shit. A lot of women who are married feel like they are better than women who aren't.
Yeah.
And that's a true fact.
That is a true fact.
Yeah.
A lot of women put their whole existence into that shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Be like, okay, I'm better than you. You know what I'm saying? I have a ring, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I understand that's why women were offended by it.
Yeah.
But I also feel like sometimes if the shoe fits, you should just be quiet. Mm-hmm. And just say fuck it.
I mean, it's girls that don't act wifey material at all getting mad about that shit.
It's girls who don't act wifey material and get wifed. So facts. It really don't matter. True. But I feel like what Sierra was saying was, like, look at the past men I dated. I didn't really care about my self-worth. That's why they was treating me this type of way. I leveled up and I found a man who actually cared about me.
Facts.
I think that's all she was really saying. Well, that's what I took from it. I think she just found somebody who really cared about her, who made, instead of being your girlfriend, maybe your wife, and you know what I'm saying? So I just feel like everybody was getting mad over it and stuff, and I understood what they were saying, but I don't feel like Sierra was just like, bitch, I got a ring.
Some
girls is coming like, yo, she a hoe. Like, call her a hoe. I'm like, man, half you girls pop Plan Bs like they vitamins, my nigga. Like, come
all right,
on.
There it is.
let's be real, bro. Y'all still getting fucked by niggas who fuck you through the box of hoe, my
I'm dead. And they wearing socks.
And they wearing socks.
Oh, and they got the snap back on with the Tims.
What, the Tims?
You know who you are. I feel like
two socks.
Sure. First of all, shout out to Russell Wilson, man. That nigga made me want to be a better man.
Yeah.
Or be a better lover, honestly. I seen that video he sent her. I was like, man, I want to send some shit like this to my girl. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. When I seen the video, it was just like, But sometimes that it can not end the best way in for women. You know what I'm saying? Right. Yeah. What if you act like a wife to a nigga who just don't?
That's what I'm saying. It really don't matter. You can act like a wife to anybody. If a nigga don't want to be with you, he's not gonna be with you.
Facts.
You can act like a hoe. Nigga wants you, he gonna wife you. Facts. Period. It really don't matter. But I feel like when Sierra was talking about her standpoint, like, okay, I think she just took accountability of what she was doing with her past relationships into her new relationship. That's all I think she did. Yeah.
But then it's just like, what is acting like a wife really?
Who knows?
True. What's the criteria of that?
Right. Like me personally, I don't need you to do my laundry.
I can do my own laundry. Like a mom part too.
I don't need you to clean my kitchen. I can clean my kitchen. You know what I'm saying? You can cook sometimes. I'm not the best cook. If you're a good cook, I'll appreciate it. Damn, girl, you put your foot all in this. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, what is, you know what I'm saying, wife material for real?
Right.
Like, in 2018, what is a wife? In 1940, it was like, this bitch stay home. This bitch clean. This bitch clean my ass. This bitch don't go nowhere. I'm out fucking hoes. This my bitch when I come home. That was it in 1940. You know what I'm saying? What is that in 2018? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the criteria? Yo, niggas in 1940 was living life.
Bro.
Niggas still want you to live like that.
Rare shit.
Nigga, I do what I want.
Niggas like, yo, you always going somewhere.
You speak to, you spoken to.
Why you always going somewhere?
Niggas still try to have control. You can never have a control over me.
I don't try to control my women.
And niggas be trying to control me. And you can never control me because I'm the dominant one in the relationship.
First of all, it just won't work. It won't. Nah, bro. Especially if you with a boss ass bitch. She'll just be like, she'll laugh at you. You know what I'm saying? I don't be like, that's what you wearing? I don't say that type of shit. Yeah. I mean, of course.
I would like my man to speak up about it. I'm still wearing though.
I don't. I've never been with a girl who wore some shit I didn't approve of in the first place.
Right. Yeah. True.
You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I'm not a woman, so I didn't get offended by what she said. I feel like there's a lot of pressure on women as far as getting married, as far as being in a relationship. Even some of my friends right now, some of their peers are getting married. It's like, damn, they're like, what am I doing wrong?
I'm getting married.
You know what I'm saying?
To my ex. It must be me.
There it is. It's a lot of pressure on women to get married. You know, for my dad. Oh, where's my grandchild and all that other shit?
I'm chilling right now. My mom do not want no grandkids.
Nah, I didn't mean pressure for no fucking grandkids.
That's an American shit.
Mm-hmm. No grandkids.
Nah, yeah.
But nah.
My parents encouraged me to pull out or wear a condom.
What? Hey, I ain't gonna flex. My mom encouraged me to be on birth control.
Have a kid. She does
not
ready
want me
it.
To have any slip-ups. But little does she know, her daughter's a fucking loser and does not get no fucking sex.
I'm dead.
There it is, y'all. If you would like... If you would like a shot at Gigi.
Oh, chip. If I get an angry text message tonight.
Somebody finna get shooters.
What's that shit, y'all? What
the fuck y'all talking about?
Shout out to everybody from the Pope. shout out to our listeners in the Pope.
I'm dead as fuck.
But yeah, like I said, I didn't get offended by anything that she said.
Oh god,
Gigi's recovering.
I'm dead as fuck.
Nah, a lot of people were. Some people, I brought it up at work to some woman at work, and they was like, "Man, yeah, I agree. Like, if you want to be wife, act like a wife. But sometimes a nigga will use your ass."
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn, this bitch cooked for me. She
do everything.
She give me this. She let me drive her car.
I ain't letting no nigga drive my car. Every time I hear about a girl letting their nigga drive their car, their nigga crash it. Every single time their nigga crash the car. I've heard that multiple times, but I'm not giving no nigga my
niggas
car
be
keys.
Dumb.
What the fuck is I doing?
Niggas be dumb, bro.
What I'm gonna say to my mom? My nigga drove my car.
Damn,
it's over with.
Yeah. Shout out to y'all out there, man.
Hell
no.
Both of us
are
gonna have no car. Why
are
you driving my car?
I remember I seen this nigga tweet. He was like, man, I texted the bitch one day, you up, and I forgot I didn't have a car.
I retweeted that.
Man, niggas be using bitches. And
yeah, bro.
The other way around. But that's rare, though, I feel like. No,
it's
actually
not rare.
Yeah, it's not fucking rare. Shout out to you free male ass bitches out there.
So?
I see you. And don't think we don't know how to weed them out. All right.
You watch too much SpongeBob.
I do, right? That new SpongeBob is fugazi, bro. That new SpongeBob, I don't know what type of shit he be on. But the old SpongeBob, that nigga, classic. What are we talking about next? We talking about...
Colorism.
Hey. I don't know about this woman. This woman from Love and Hot. What about Miami?
Mm-hmm.
Love and Hot, Love and Hip Hop, Miami. I don't watch that show. I stopped watching Love and Hip Hop series like season maybe 2 or 3 of Love and Hip Hop.
I stopped watching that shit after New York when Jim Jones was on that shit.
I stopped watching that shit. It's just drama.
New York drama, was the realest one. When I seen Jim Jones on that shit, that was the realest one.
That was
the realest one.
Drama, bro. Getting
bitches up.
I think he was in restaurants smacking niggas and shit.
Bitches be acting like they don't like drama. I'm gonna come clean. I like drama.
Me too. I'm very problematic.
That's the verdict. One 800 problematic. I like drama. Drama makes shit spicy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't watch Love and Hip Hop.
I was hearing a lot about what's her name?
Amara La Negra.
Yeah,
Amara La Negra.
She was on the Breakfast Club.
I can't roll my arms.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of stuff going on about how people are not taking her seriously because she's Afro Latina.
First of all, colorism has been an issue before this woman.
Yeah,
let me just say that first of all.
But now it's like full blast because I've seen like little clips of the episodes where she was on there and the dude was like clowning her about her skin and her hair and shit, like right there and her face on TV.
Nutella queen.
Every time colorism is brought up, usually sometimes a light skinned person says, "Well, me too." There's always that other side to it. Yeah, I feel like light-skinned people have the right to bring that up.
No.
For a while, I would say no, personally, because
the damages.
It's been a thing, you know, throughout history where darker women were like not the top choice or not preferable. You know what I'm saying? Where like light skin was the
failed niggas, house niggas.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So it's now just now becoming a thing where, you know, dark skin is like in, you know what I'm saying?
And stuff, right. Yeah.
Now everybody want to be, so melanated and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, before it was like, oh, you dark as fuck. I don't want to fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas used to get clowned because they was dark.
I didn't, I want to say this. I didn't know that.
What?
I didn't know, like, when I was younger, I didn't know that was a thing.
I did.
I didn't think dark skin was ugly.
I've witnessed like other kids like get teased about that shit. I'm like, I used to think like that.
I have a cousin. Yeah, like, I know my cousin, and he's very dark skinned. I'm talking about boy. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay. So
wait. Gigi cousin is the female one is fucking beautiful.
Okay.
I follow her on the gram, and boy, I be liking all of them pictures.
Anyways, I have a guy cousin, whatever. He's very dark skinned, and we went to school together as kids. And people would just talk about him being dark skinned, and he used to be really upset about it. And one day, I'll never forget, we was in either third or fourth, I think it was in fourth grade. And our teacher had to tell him, like, hey, if somebody talks about your skin tone, you tell them the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. And he was telling that to bitches in fourth grade. Like,
warning.
Hey, he pulled bitches,
that's
though.
That's some real shit, though. Like,
I remember.
It was not too long ago, niggas was like, you know, that whole light skin shit was a trend. Now
it was a trend.
Everybody fucking with dark skin niggas. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
everybody,
like I said, I was totally, I mean, yeah, people would joke on people for being dark, and I'd say, damn, I can't see when the lights come off. I think I can see your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought that was just jokes. You know what I'm saying?
I'm brown, so I never really got the backlash of like a dark skinned girl. But I used to see people say stuff to dark skinned girls, and I would be like, dang,
that should be fucked up.
That's fucked up.
I was totally oblivious here until like maybe like 2014. Mm-hmm. But, I don't feel that way, though. I mean, even I get shit from some people I know.
Because
I say I like light-skinned women. First of all, I like all types of women.
Okay.
But light-skinned women just do something to me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody has a preference.
Right.
Light-skinned boys usually like me.
And when you say preference, people get upset about that because it's just like... If a nigga said, oh, I like light-skinned girls, a bitch would be like, well, fuck you. And a bitch would say, I like niggas that 6 feet tall. It's just like...
Exactly.
What the fuck?
I like dark-skinned men with straight teeth.
You know what I'm saying?
I just know that.
I don't know what's up with dark-skinned men and straight teeth that all you bitches like.
Bro, let's fucking talk about it. Every time I get on Twitter, dark-skinned niggas like nice teeth, heart eyes. Every time y'all talk about dark-skinned niggas, fucking nice teeth is in relation to it. Like, damn, y'all just can't like dark-skinned niggas? Or is it just fucking... I have to fit a quota, or right. Fucking,
right.
Like I don't know, bro. But nah, colorism is definitely real. Me personally, I feel like obviously light skinned people didn't have it as bad as dark skinned. But it's just like
everyone. I seen this like program. I don't know what I was watching, and it was a light skinned woman talking about her struggles of being light skinned and being compared to
white being white.
No, being compared to like a banana.
Wow.
I said that's fucking stupid. Like, because how you gonna be mad somebody called you a banana? People be calling dark skinned people girls roaches. They be talking about their genitals saying roast beef. Oh, and you talking about a banana?
That's me. The roast beef thing is me. I love dark skinned women. I love women. I love all
but
y'all.
But that's not cool, though. Like, you know
I mean,
what I'm
I feel like...
I can bring up some jokes. I done seen a person say... This was when Twitter wasn't sensitive. Mm-hmm. I done seen a person say...
Oh, man.
Dark-skinned women shouldn't wear a red lipstick because they look like a dead Xbox. You know, the red ring.
I'm sorry.
So
that
I'm
is
like,
fucked up, bro.
That's what I'm saying. You don't see no jokes like that with light-skinned women.
Shit, bro. I don't know. Like I said, colorism is real. I don't know.
You don't see them type of jokes with light skin.
That is some fucked up shit. That's
it's crazy. This colorism is just...
And then with the Amara La Negra thing, okay, in the Hispanic community, it is different
they're not represented.
Yeah, because like they're not represented, and you cannot tell the Dominican person that they're black.
The Dominican will look like this nigga. Right
exactly,
here,
and be like, and I'm not black. Yeah,
bro.
I'm like, nigga. You sure?
You been in a Dominican barbershop, you be thinking a nigga black.
It's real.
Until you start speaking Spanish, like, okay, he Dominican, but he's still a nigga.
Yeah, and they would be really mad about it, so I see that she's actually embracing that she's black. She's actually embracing that she's black, and I feel like people are just like, well, what's the issue? Nigga, y'all the issue? That's in y'all community.
Colorism is very deep-rooted in the community.
It's just like in the Latino community. That's why it's such a big issue. Because in the Latino community or Latina community, is not, you know,
represented
or
it's wild. It's very unfortunate. I don't think like that.
You cannot tell a Dominican person they were black.
I don't think dark skin. I don't think dark skinned people
argue with you.
Yeah, like, no,
I don't think dark skinned people are uglier than light skinned. You know what I'm saying? I never thought that. That shit is stupid.
Nigga, we all black, bro.
Yeah, like. But I just know, I see some light-skinned people talking about, well, we got issues too, type shit. And I feel like, okay, yeah, and I'm saying no one's taking that away from you, but colorism, the definition is, you know what I'm saying, a hate towards darker, you know what I'm saying, darker toned skin.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, light-skinned people will have their grievances, but the problem is, you know what I'm saying, hate against dark skinned people, women, whatever.
Right.
That shit is real unfortunate. I like that, you know what I'm saying? She's
beautiful.
I like that she claimed that she black.
Yeah, she's beautiful. You know what I'm saying?
She's like really fucking beautiful.
Yeah,
bro.
I think we should that should definitely need more representation. And that's being worked on, you know, Issa Rae and other people, things like that. I remember Grown-ish. The cast of Grown-ups was revealed or whatever. Somebody was like, damn, do dark skins go to college? I guess nobody dark skin on the cast. It's like, man, that shit, I mean, I don't know.
I seen that shit too. I laughed. I was like, damn.
Yeah. I seen an episode for the first time today.
You like it? I didn't
know
that
shit. That shit corny.
No.
That shit, like, that shit real goofy. Like, the music is. That's how the music is. Like, that shit.
I seen a little clip of her keep texting the boy.
Yeah, I seen that. That was corny.
I felt so bad. I was like, I couldn't do that shit.
I've had a girl text me like that. I just be like, that's how I be feeling. Like, yo, just chill. Like,
that nigga said, please stop.
I be feeling bad.
You're doing a lot like, right now. But, nah, shout out to all my dark skin women out there. Yeah, I get a lot of shit. People be like, man, you like light skinned women. It's just like, I mean, yeah, but I like all types of women.
I think opposites attract. I like light skinned boys like me. So I be liking brown skinned, dark skinned boys. I'm cool, son.
Hey, man, it's just.
I like big girls.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Peep. Mm-hmm. I like. Peep. What's her name? She was my woman crush today. Tabria something.
This nigga said male owns.
Male owns. MySpace days.
MySpace.
Tabria Majors is my woman crush for 2018. I don't know. I like women, man. I like women smell good. I like all y'all. Dark skin, light skin, caramel. I feel like caramel is the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I will say, though, me personally, no offense, I think that light skin women, they can get a lot of variation in the hair color as opposed to dark skin women. That's just me, though.
Dark skin women can do whatever they please with their hair.
Either way.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, as far as color, hair color, light skin can do pink, blah, 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 whatever.
Dark skin can do pink.
All right, and this works. I remember I was with this girl, and I said that to her. I was like, I feel like light-skinned women can pull off a lot of hair colors that other skin tone women can't. She was just like, shut the fuck up. What are you talking about? Like, bitch, don't talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just like, that's just my personal. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying you ugly. I'm with you. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? But I love all types of women, man.
Yeah. Everybody has their preference.
So problematic.
Who?
You.
Why? I'm not.
Why would you tell somebody that?
That's just my person. I dated a dark skinned girl. I've only dated one girl that was darker than me.
Really?
Yeah. We're not gonna say her name.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
You do.
I don't.
she had got a colored weave one time, and I was not feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was feeling it in school.
Mm.
They was talking shit about. Yeah, was talking shit in my head. It was just like, man, like, it's my shorty, bro. But I had to support it. I wasn't feeling it either.
Oh, and
because
man.
It was her, I was. You know,
I experienced some shit like that.
You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't even the hair. It was just like some clothing, my nigga. Man.
Hey, I needed a nigga who can dress, but thought I cared. That dude was good. I ain't give a fuck.
No clout.
I ain't give a fuck.
The dick
I was blinded.
The dick was swinging.
Okay. I ain't give a fuck what nobody said. What?
Could I date a bitch that couldn't dress?
Nah.
I did it.
Nah.
If I did it, you could do it.
Nah.
What?
Cloud was too important to me.
What? This nigga had a what?
JK.
Receding hairline. Couldn't What was I doing to being with him? You thought I gave a fuck?
Yo,
I did not.
I don't think I could date a girl that couldn't dress,
what?
Bro.
That man was doing.
And that, right, that's one reason. that's the reason. Sometimes you really gotta like be friends with a person before you date them, just to see, test the water. You know what I'm saying?
I don't give a damn.
Hang out with him a few times, be like,
I don't give a damn. That man was doing the right thing. He knew he was doing the right thing because he already knew. I'm pretty sure he knew
that. The shorty pulls up in knees. Hey,
I think he knew that. Like, hey. You know, I'm not equipped in this area, but in this area,
she could get it.
I'm doing the right shit. So he was doing the right shit.
The shawty pulls up a knee, she could get it. You know what I like? I like fishnets.
Okay.
Fishnets turn me the fuck on.
You a kinky motherfucker.
Yes, sir. I remember I went on a date with this girl, and she wore fishnets. And I was like, oh.
I know you're talking about.
Do you really?
I think so.
I was with her today.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
All right, cool. I remember we went on a date. It was Valentine's Day. And she wore fishnets, first time ever in our relationship. And I was like, oh, You fucked up.
Yeah, I wore fishnets on Valentine's Day with my old.
You like, fucked up.
Yeah, I fucked up too.
Nigga,
niggas
on the,
like fishnets.
On the way home. Depends on what type of fishnets. I ripped them shit, nigga. On the way home.
Depends on what type of fishnets.
I said, fuck the fish. You got to bind up a pair of these bitches because fishnets will get you fucked.
This nigga ripped my fishnets. I was very upset.
I literally just bought them. I've seen some sexy fishnets, and I've seen some fishnets.
Left part of the steering wheel, right hand on that pussy.
Shout out Keisha Cole. I was jamming to her on the way here.
We had an experience. Casey Taylor.
Casey Taylor.
She need to come out with another album, bro.
She did.
She did.
Recently.
Sleep.
So, 11-11 reset. Okay. Shout out Keisha Cole. We still love you.
Casey.
Even though you closed your gap.
Oh, yeah, you did. I closed my gap too.
That shit hurt me.
I closed my gap too, though. You're just mad because, like...
I don't even remember you having a gap.
Me and her was there.
I did meet you when you had braces, right?
Mm-hmm. What is this? 70 minutes? Is that all for episode 4, guys? We talked about Offset versus Queers, Monique versus Netflix, Sierra versus the people.
Sierra versus...
Colorism versus everybody.
Okay, yeah, that's it. But all I wanted to say, leave this on the note, I'm not canceling shit. Stop trying to make me cancel stuff. I remember y'all trying to make me cancel Dove. That was the stupidest.
If we gonna cancel it, we gotta have another. Yeah. We gotta have a replacement.
For real.
Right.
If we gonna do it, we gotta do it all together, bro. Because y'all niggas be trying to cancel shit. Like, man.
Y'all be trying to make me cancel stuff.
I go front. I wish I was there up in H&M for that 80% discount. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I ain't go front.
Savannah
was doing it. With
half my 80%, my nigga? Half my closet is H&M.
You talking about basic tees, hoodies, nigga?
I have one thing
nigga?
From H&M. Jeans? Some shorts.
Nigga.
Half my closet is H&M. First one.
I mean, if I seen the hoodie on the rack, I would have said, and just kept shopping. I'm being honest with you, bro.
But that shit say the cutest monkey in the jungle?
The coolest monkey in the jungle.
The coolest monkey. Shit.
That's some kid shit, though. I just feel like they just dropped the ball.
Them niggas altered that photo so much, bro.
Yo, I got sick of it, bro. They said the king of the universe, the melanin king. I was like, oh, y'all gotta stop
and
it,
then his
bro.
Mom didn't even care. His mom was like, what the fuck?
They done made this little boy into a fucking...
His parents did not care.
Like how we seen in that store with the fucking Martin Luther King shit on the jackets and shit. I was like, bro, y'all just fucking like... Y'all just like making a t-shirt and a goddamn jacket out of everything. I am sick of it.
Hey, man.
I'm sick of it, bro.
Like we said earlier, we are on Apple, we are on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us, subscribe, leave a comment.
We're going to try to get on Spotify for you Spotify users. We're going to try to get on every platform.
Tell us how you feel, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all should love us.
Really?
By this time.
Really?
You know, we popping.
I know y'all love me.
This is, you know what I'm saying? This is Uncle Vetcher signing out.
Ain't nobody doing it like us. Make sure you follow the Twitter page.
You know what I'm saying? UNCV Podcast.
And make sure you follow us.
Big all things popping.
You know what I'm saying? Unconventional 2018.
We got some good shit coming soon. Sooner than soon. Like I said, every Wednesday. Keep a lookout for us. And I said, we got some shit coming. We got photo shoots. We got visuals coming.
Mm-hmm. A website getting built soon.
Y'all can see my fine ass.
He's not cute, guys.
Yo!
Y'all gonna be super disappointed.
I'm cute as fuck, you know what I'm saying? I've been eating like hella stacks. I got a few pimples, but you know.
I'm gonna blur that out.
That edit button works fucking wonders. You know
help is your wealth, people.
Episode 4, y'all. We'll see y'all next Wednesday. Episode 5, you know what I'm saying? Take care of yourselves.
Drink your water.
And we are out.
Gang, gang, gang. R.I.P. Fredo. R.I.P. Fredo Santana, bro.
R.I.P. Fredo, my
damn,
dude.
We forgot. R.I.P. Fredo Santana. Yeah, Fredo in the cut, yo. These niggas jealous of me, yo. R.I.P. Fredo, bruh. Damn.
It's a scary sight.
Bruh. Oh, R.I.P. Fredo, bruh. Damn.
We're going to hit the glow stance for you one
day. No.
We gonna hit a glow stance one good time for that.
Fredo
nigga,
was unconventional, bro. Damn. R.I.P. Fredo, like, glow gang for life, bro.
Man, I remember, man, the glow stance was some iconic shit.
Man.
The glow stance was some iconic
shit. We were finna end this bitch without saying R.I.P. Fredo. I woke up that day. That was the first thing I seen, bro. R.I.P. Fredo saying, Tanner, bro, my condolences to your family,
for real,
and
man.
Friends.
He had
bro.
A baby. He was,
damn,
he was
changing life.
Yeah,
around,
yo, he was,
yeah,
changing,
he was
life
changing
around,
his life
yo.
Around.
He
was, that's,
you
know,
put the drink down.
He in
put
the 27
drug
club.
Down. Hell mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. R.I.P. Fredo, but man, we love you. We
what is
you,
up
man.
With the number 27? Why do people be dying at?
Hopefully, at the Grammys, they do a R.I.P.
Right.
You
saying.
Think so?
Come on.
They did it for Yams. R.I.P. Yams.
R.I.P. Fredo, yo.
R.I.P. Fredo Santana, bro.
For real.
We all in the cut. It's always a scary sight, my nigga.
Unconventional as fuck, bro.
Yeah, we are forever. Out unconventional signing off.